Politics is no longer just at the ballot box. It occupies our social media feeds, our downtime, and even our closest relationships. As we get closer to November 5th, it's worth asking, how has social media amplified our divides? And could it be changing how we engage with democracy itself? Hi, I'm Thara, your host for today's Quick Tap, tapping in 7-minute info series designed to explore social media and technology in relation to current events. Today, we're diving into the role of social media in elections and what it means for the political landscape of our country. From record-breaking voter turnout to relentless misinformation, social media is reshaping how we experience politics. On one hand, it's made information more accessible to everybody, encouraging people to get involved in government and highlighting voices that might otherwise go unheard. People can be more informed, and movements can gain momentum with just a few clicks. On the other hand, social media's algorithm, designed to filter and personalize content, creates echo chambers. It intensifies divisions and often sidelines genuine discussion in favor of user engagement. So, what is an echo chamber? An echo chamber is defined by the Oxford English Dictionary as, quote, an environment in which a person encounters only beliefs or opinions that coincide with their own so that their existing views are reinforced and alternative ideas are not considered, end quote. As access to political information expands, so do the risks of narrowing perspectives. So, is this unprecedented access helping us or just pushing us further apart? Does social media help or hurt how we make election decisions? Charles Angelucci, an assistant professor at MIT Sloan, said, quote, during elections, we tend to lose our sanity a little bit and not process information the way we should, end quote. Considering the surplus of information available to us, it's easy to see how overwhelming it can get, especially during election season. Instead of critically processing what we see, we might lean into what feels comfortable or familiar, reinforcing those biases even more. Angelucci also said, quote, voters are more prone to misinformation that favors their own party during the crucial weeks leading up to an election, and therefore are less open-minded, end quote. Algorithms help fuel a phenomenon known as confirmation bias. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, confirmation bias is, quote, the tendency to interpret new evidence as confirmation of one's existing beliefs or theories, end quote. In other words, when we encounter information that aligns with our pre-existing beliefs, we're more likely to accept it without question. It's interesting to understand this when viewing social media. By constantly being fed information that reinforces our own views, we risk becoming even more entrenched in our beliefs. And what are the effects? This can limit our ability to consider alternative perspectives, making it all the more challenging to engage in meaningful discussions, or recognize the nuances in complex issues. This is especially true when we consider ideas such as clickbait or the exaggeration of something to draw attention, and the brevity of many social media posts designed to cater to our shortened attention spans. In a 2021 study titled The Influence of Algorithms on Political and Dating Decisions, participants were given an AI algorithm to influence their voting preferences. For individuals who did not have additional knowledge of political candidates, the algorithm was able to influence them with a simple recommendation. This really highlights how powerful algorithms can be, especially for those who might not be keeping up with the issues or candidates. It makes you wonder, if a simple recommendation can steer someone's vote, what does that say about our ability to engage in informed decision-making and the health of our democratic processes? While social media is a really prominent example of this, access to information has changed across the board as technology has continued to integrate itself into our world. For many members of Gen Z, platforms like TikTok or X can serve as primary sources of information, often reinforcing existing beliefs and creating echo chambers. Meanwhile, older generations might experience this differently, relying on traditional news outlets or other forms of media that can also foster similar bubbles. Echo chambers aren't exclusive to social media or even algorithms. They can arise from any source that shapes our understanding of the world and a lack of diversity within those sources. Additionally, social media has completely transformed how we engage with politics. It's made everything feel more intense, more charged. As political discussions permeate our feeds and our lives, the stakes seem higher, leading to a more emotional and polarized exchange. This constant stream of information can make it seem like there's little room for nuanced debate, pushing individuals to adopt more extreme positions. As a result, many people internalize these heightened emotions, making it difficult to approach political discussions with an open mind. The very platforms designed to connect us often amplify divisions, creating an environment where compromise feels out of reach. As the election approaches, the urgency of these discussions intensifies even further. In our technology-centered world, it's essential to recognize how our engagement with social media and technology influence our political beliefs and interactions. By intentionally seeking out diverse perspectives and engaging with content that challenges our views, we can counteract the isolating effects of technology. By doing so, we can foster a more informed and empathetic dialogue, bridging the gaps that technology often creates. It cuts much deeper than just echo chambers. It's about understanding the complexity of the issues at stake. Because of this, we implore you to explore your relationship with media and your own personal echo chambers. Where are you getting your news from? How can you limit potential for bias within the content you're consuming? Consider diversifying your sources and leaning into viewpoints you might not align with. Reflect on how algorithms may have shaped your views and think about what you can do to create a more cohesive understanding of the issues at hand. During such a contentious time, it's important to be intentional about how we consume information. Expanding your media intake can lead to more informed decisions and a deeper appreciation of differing viewpoints. In doing so, you can help cultivate a political culture that values dialogue over division. Remember, being informed is a collective responsibility, and your engagement can make a difference in shaping healthier political discourse. Thank you for tuning in to this Quick Tap. Remember to stay mindful of your technology usage. Thanks for tapping in, and we'll see you next time.